Okay,
but
well,
it's not the simplest thing.
We'll talk about that more on Sunday. But all right, bonus question. Of the MHSAA Football Coaches Association, who is the chairman of the Football Coaches Playoff Committee when it was formed? Multiple choice for you, though. A, Claude Marsh of Mad Axe Saginaw High School. B, Harley Pierce of Sturgis High School. C, Art Gillespie of Alpena. Or D, Gerald Hansen of Kipper Schools.
Oh, boy. Well, at least you narrowed it down a little bit for me. But there is two names on there that are familiar to me, but there's only one of them, and I have no clue. So I'm going to take a stab. There's only one of them, and he has a rich history in Huron County that I'm familiar with. And I would feel terrible if the right answer was Claude Marsh, and I didn't take a guess that it was him.
Well, it's actually Art Gillespie from Alpena, Michigan, was actually the chairman of the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association when the playoffs were formed. Current conditions in Sebring, Michigan, 67 degrees, and we are ready to kick off things from Sebring, Michigan, as Alan Raven is going to be kicking off for the Patriots. Right to left cross radio. He won the toss, elected to defer to the second half. It's right in the hands of James Shelke. He brings it at the 23-yard line. He's still on his feet across the 40 and finally brought down at the 44-yard line, brought down by number 77, Jeremy Pulaski for the Patriots.
This game is underway, folks, and I'm very surprised already. USA wins the toss and opts to kick it to Harbor Beach's offense first. In a game where you're not favored, I would have expected them to get the football, try to control the clock, and start this game. The second surprise already in this game to me is they kick it deep, right into the arms of James Shelke. And fortunately, that doesn't hurt him too bad, but he's got it just shy of the 45-yard line, Harbor Beach's own 45, as we're under center.
And it's a handoff to Tyler Burkhardt coming around the right side, spins across close to the 50-yard line, and he gets out there for about a 6-yard gain. When all said and done, a nice gain on first down, a tackle made by Blake Ryerson, the starting linebacker for USA. Second down, 4 to go.
Yeah, keep in mind, Blake Ryerson, the whole defense shifted over with that injury to Cooper Coffle. Blake Ryerson is going to play that ever-important linebacker position. On the other side of things, Harbor Beach comes out just the way we expect him. Three wide receivers, shotgun offense, and the first hand off goes to Tyler Burkhardt to the right. Burkhardt keeping Shelke company on his left and Anderson to the right.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. It's a handoff to Cole Anderson across midfield. Gets out to about the 49-yard line. Out for about a yard when all said and done. Going to set up a third down and manageable. Third down and 3. Out of the bottom of the pile will be Zach Fritz, defensive end senior for USA.
A nice combination of backfield for Harbor Beach. You've got your Tyler Burkhardt, who's your smaller, shifty speed back. Then you got Cole Anderson, who, not saying he's slow by any means, but more of your downhill power runner. And that's exactly what you've seen there. He looks for contact, where Tyler Burkhardt's trying to make people miss. And Harbor Beach is going to go under center here in the wing tee.
T formation is going to be Shelke keeping it for himself around the left end. Has a lead block. He has the first down. Dives out of, runs out of bounds at about the 44-yard line of USA territory. For a 5-yard gain, enough to move the chains, first down for Harbor Beach.
I think watching Harbor Beach last week, that was the hardest thing for any defense was, oh my, they're under the wing tee, and oh, they're everywhere. They're spread out on the next play, and they just keep defenses off balance, and that's very crucial for this Harbor Beach team, and they're already showing their ability to run the ball on either side of the ball from either formation, whether it's the tee or the spread.
Working off the left hash of the 44-yard line of USA. Handoff to Tyler Burkhardt coming around the right side, trying to find that seam, and gets wrestled down at the 42-yard line after a 2-yard gain. Leading tackling was coming out of the secondary, Hunter Bone, the senior cornerback.
Yeah, already seeing Harbor Beach stick with the wing tee to start this game. But Tyler Burkhardt, again, he's your speed back, so he doesn't see the hole that he can hit quickly. That's his first instinct, is to kick it to the sideline. He did that, but unfortunately there was a speedy defensive back of USA who was able to get him to the ground before he's able to get to the sideline. Short gain on first down.
Coming back out of the spread formation, two wide to the left, one to the right. Shelke in the shotgun, running back on either side. He's going to keep it for himself. He's across the 40 to the 35 to the 30, streaking down the sideline, runs out of bounds at his own power at the 27-yard line. A big gain which started the 42 down to the 27, a 15-yard pickup by the quarterback keeper.
That's twice now we've seen Shelke keep the ball, one out of the wing tee, one out of the spread, where his read option was him keeping the ball to the outside. He gets the first down, doesn't take any contact, safely out of bounds. That's crucial to this team. He is a key element, and he's got to stay healthy and showing that he has all the speed and tools for playoff time.
First and 10 for Harbor Beach, and now into close to the red zone at the 27-yard line of USA. T formation, and Shelkey's going to keep it rolling to his left, play action. Now he's going to run for it. He has room to run. He's across the 25, driving across the 20, and finally tackled at the 19-yard line after a 9-yard gain brought down by Josh Lang in the secondary.
Wow, USA. Very good. They don't fall for the play-action run. They're ready. They have all play-action pass routes covered. So you think, good job by the defense, but not so fast. James Shelkey, there's me. There's my first one.
There's number one.
James Shelkey rolls out of the pocket, doesn't like what he sees, just tucks it and runs and finds 9 yards on a play where USA had all their options covered. Credit to him. He is absolutely phenomenal, finding ways to make plays, make something out of nothing.
Shelkey hands it off up the gut, and this one doesn't go very far. Looks like that was a handoff to Cole Anderson, I do know, the number 12, excuse me. That'd be Michael Anderson. And it's enough for the first down. Nope. Third down. And a yard to go, this time at the 18-yard line. First down markers at the 17.
Jeremy Pulaski, Cade Ryerson, all in the backfield there, making that stop, forcing at least a third down situation. First one of the night for Harbor Beach, and they will stay in the wing tee offense.
Three men backfield, and Burkhardt, Anderson, and Anderson. Sounds like a good law firm, and it's a handoff up the gap, and this one's Don trying to work for as much yards as possible, and looks like they have the first down to go to the fullback. Cole Anderson gets the handoff, and he got 2 yards when they needed just one. And it's a first down at the 15-yard line. First and 10 for the Pirates. No score yet. 8:22 left in the first quarter.
And Blake Ryerson able to make the tackle again. He's going to fill that spot that Cooper Caulfield was in. Ryerson does a good job, but it's too late, as Colt Anderson has enough momentum and strength to fall forward and get a couple yards and a fresh set of downs for Harbor Beach. Back to the spread.
First and 10 from the 15-yard line of USA. Handoff to Tyler Burkhardt. Streaks out of his first tackle and gets down to about the 11-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Harbor Beach moving the ball in chunks again, brought down by number 50, Miles Geiger, defensive end for USA.
Yeah, 4-yard carry by Burkhardt, and a hard-earned one at that. Again, him running from left to right. Typically, that's where his running plays will go. And he gets through the line of scrimmage where he's met by the linebacker and tackled. But again, a 4-yard gain on a play that looked like wasn't going anywhere. So Harbor Beach second and 6. Big series already in this game. USA got to see if their defense can slow down this offense and force a turnover.
And Shelkey on the shotgun runs it for himself. He has the first down, streaking untouched. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. James Shelkey from 11 yards out strikes first blood in this week number 9 matchup with 7:19 left in the first quarter. It's Harbor Beach 6, USA nothing.
Very impressive. They make it look so easy. They spread out the defense, and then that gives their athletic ability the opportunity to run in space, and that's very crucial for this offense. They run read option with Burkhardt. The defense leans that way. Shelkey can read that. He keeps it for himself around the left side of the line and goes untouched into the end zone. Harbor Beach strikes first as they're up 6-0.
Going for the 2-point conversion, despite having a kicker. 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Shelkey in the shotgun. Staying in the pocket, passing to his right, has a receiver, and it is caught, brought in by Michael Anderson in the corner of the end zone. The 2-point conversion, it's good, and Harbor Beach now leads by 8 points. 7:19 left in the first quarter on the WLAW Sports Network.
Hello, my child. Look into my magic ball and stare deeply.
This is just a magic 8-ball.
Yes, but it's truly magic. Stare deeply.
Oh, wait, I think I see it. Yeah, hold on.
I told you it was magic. Do you see the Thumb Cellular office?
Yeah.
And do you see the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus and the new Samsung Galaxy S8 and 8 Plus? Do you see the large selection of phone cases for the 8s?
I do see them.
Now make a wish.
I wish that all phone cases for the 8s were 20% off at Thumb Cellular.
Your wish in my command.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and check out the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, the best, most advanced iPhone ever. Or if you're an Android lover, stop in and check out the new Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus. Right now, through the end of October, cases for any 8 phone are 20% off. Stop into any one of their offices, check out the new 8s, and pick up a great new phone case for your 8. Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the thumb. Devices subject to availability, terms of service apply.